Why men's room? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here is a smart young lady from the Tyra Show, Tyra Banks, anti-fur. She's anti-fur.
Okay. Hi, guys.
So, Kathleen, you had to do a political issue. Yours was?
Anti-fur.
Anti-fur. How do you feel about fur?
I believe that if the animal's alive, you shouldn't kill it to make a fur coat or anything. But if it's already dead, then you could take the skin off. And just make a coat.
How would it already be dead? Like,
let's say, you know, because animals fight each other in the jungle, right? In the woods.
Yeah.
That's not, unfortunately, that's not how they get fur coats.
Animals die, like, people die naturally sometimes, right?
But that's not the ones they use for fur coats, I'm afraid. I mean, I'm very, very anti-fur.
So let's see your best shot.
So, Kathleen, you had one of the best sets. It was an easy one to fit into, but I think you didn't completely understand the concept.
I know, right? I didn't.
If you don't understand something, you have to ask. So if you would have just said, Mr. J, explain to me, like, anti-fur. What does that mean? How do those people act? Some anti-fur people are very aggressive. And right now you just look like, I don't know.
I know, and I feel like he explained it to me so much, him and Nigel. And I'm like, I don't want to seem slow, like I wasn't catching on. I'm slow.
Miss Teen USA.
There's no expression that you're angry here at all in this picture. I'm angry that you didn't get it.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not like the South Carolina.
The classic.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, big time. I mean, they've presented the Democratic Party as the party of drugs and sodomy, and not in a good way.
I am not gay.
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Why men's rooms?
I am not gay.
Larry Craig.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
They are bananas. Don and Mike.
We are just flipping bananas.
And if I tell you with the greatest amount of authority that I'm not gay, then you will believe that I'm not gay.
Hey, Senator, whatever you are.
Three Canadian hunters. Yes, I'm Senator Larry Craig.
Do you think you could flip a quarter off Brad Pitt's ass?
Only in my wildest dreams.
Are you gay?
Well, I'm not gay, however.
I am not gay.
If Brad Pitt was in the stall next to me, I'd run my hand under the stall.
Why men's rooms?
It's convenient and private.
Why?
If there's not a cop in there.
Why?
Because I was horny.
Why men's rooms?
Because they're fun.
Why do you favor rape?
Don't put words in my mouth.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Ooh. Brad Pitt in the stall next to me.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
I would gently take my wingtip, touch his sneaker, and then signal him with my series of gay hand signs that I was ready. And then if we were caught, I would say I always stand this way.
But what about pleading guilty?
I pled guilty because I was gay.
I am not gay.
I am gay. That man is lying.
Why men's rooms?
It's fun and private. I answered you.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I am not gay.
Hey, I work with Holly. I used to work with Holly Morris. I ran into her in American Idol. I wanted to talk to those guys, but...
Well, hold on, friend. First, you're talking to us, and you're a former co-worker of Holly Morris?
Not a former co-worker. I work with a local affiliate Fox station.
Which station did you work at, and what newscast did you anchor?
I did not anchor. I'm a photographer.
Shocker. Oh. What station do you work at Channel 5 now?
No. I am up in Spokane, Washington.
What are you doing up there?
Photographer.
Commentary.
For
editorials.
You're a photojournalist up there also?
Just photography, yeah, that's it.
All right, so
did American Idol, man.
Did what?
Mike is right. She is a little bit better looking than she is on TV. The clips that I've seen on your website.
Yeah, here's a guy that I want in my foxhole.
There you go.
That's the guy that's backing me up 1,000%.
I believe he was saying that he probably saw her What Fox does is they bring all of their affiliates out
yes.
to Los Angeles to, mm-hmm. to whore off, to get some milk out of the American Idol teat.
Yes.
And Holly Morris is always there, and I'm sure that's where he saw her.
Sure.
You know, Mike, you didn't even mean to do it, but you mentioned Holly's nickname.
What's that?
The Foxhole. Yum.
Hey, let's hear it for the Eagles. You know, just no, hold on, Rob. No.
American University?
Let's not hear it. No, not them. Like the
Philadelphia?
My yeah. band.
Oh, the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Oh, okay,
know,
all right.
You know, Glenn Frey, all those guys.
Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Andy Reid.
They have, and poor Andy Reid's son.
Yeah.
You know, like that guy's not just got that going on all the time.
Doesn't he sing that Andy Dick song wherever he goes to?
Yeah. Good day for drugs?
It's a great day for drugs.
His kid, both of his kids had H, his grown-up sons.
Yeah,
had H and like a gun. One of them had a gun in his
really
car.
Really terrible problems with drugs.
And they were, and he took time away from the Eagles to deal with this. And his sons, I say kids, they're his grown sons, were set for sentencing. And like on the way to sentencing, one of them got pulled over again and had like 30 Rush Limbaugh pills on him or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It doesn't stop.
You know, and you look at a guy like that, a guy like Andy Reid. I know we're getting off topic here, but. You know, you look at him, and I'm not talking about looking at him like he's a big fat ass.
Right.
But people say he seems to be such a great guy. And I'm not doubting that Andy Reid is a great guy. Well, gee whiz, do you know why his kids maybe are driving around with guns and drugs? Maybe it's because daddy's never there.
Well, I mean, I hate to say this, and we have had this coach on, but there seems to be a pattern of NFL coaches, head coaches at that high level that have problems with their kids. It's
because
documented. They're not at home.
They never see him. He's one.
They're
of
never at home.
He's one of those guys. Jesus Christ! I guess he sleeps on a giant tux pad
exactly
at the Eagles Stadium. And
that's
and,
how
and,
it works.
And gets I don't know. He's got he's a Mormon.
Is Andy Reid a Mormon?
So he's got like 1,000 kids.
Yeah, he's got two sons, right?
I think he's really got like 6 or 7.
He's got a daughter.
Like maybe not all boys, but he's got a lot of kids.
He's got the daughter, Tara.
And don't forget
all over the tabloids.
Don't forget his black son, Tim. Yeah. He was on WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's going back away. But, you know, I mean, it's a great family. I mean, they had a hospital named after him, after their Uncle Walter. And now they're shutting that down.
No, yeah. And Mike, that's REID, not REED.
Now, if you're going to play the REID game, that's going to be. Isn't Tara Reid spelled the same way? Isn't the Tara Reid REID?
I think that's okay.
Yeah,
and
that's
I think
okay.
And I think the one that I gave you was okay too. But
you sure that's not an REED?
No,
the guy from KRP in Cincinnati.
No, REID.
REID.
I before E, except
and Andy,
after C.
Andy is REID.
I believe so.
Is Tara REID?
No, it's I. Isn't it I before E?
Except after C.
Except in names.
Proper names.
I remember coming home once, and my father says C's are not allowed in this house.
Okay. Anyway, enough about Andy Reid.
Yes.
Walmart. Here you go. This is why the Eagles are pissing me off. I'm looking forward to the new Walmart to the new Eagles album. However, the only place you can get it is Walmart.
Yeah.
They're pulling a Garth Brooks on us.
I hate that. When did that start? About 2 years ago?
You can't get it at Amazon. You can't get it at, I was going to say Tower. They're going out of business. Wherever it is that you buy your music.
Is all our music going to have to be purchased at either Starbucks or Walmart now? Is that the way it's going to work?
Online, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, yes. And you can buy it online as well if you go to Walmart.com. For the Eagles. For the goddamn Eagles.
You know, the joy of going into... Well, the record stores, I mean, they've knocked one of the biggest ones out of there now, right? I mean, isn't Tower gone? Hasn't that gone, by the way?
It is gone, yeah.
I mean, it's just not the days of the good old record store, the mega stores are gone, I suppose.
It's Virgin.
It seems, Virgin is still there. Right. It seems rather simple to me that we've moved simply from records to tapes to discs to downloads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the same music business.
But you won't be able to download the Eagles. You have to go to Walmart to do that. You have to walk in, see the smiley face.
You can buy it online from Walmart or
walk
go
by
in.
The cheap clothing and detergents and get to your record album.
There was a day I would have fought you on that, Mike. That day has passed.
Are you firmly in the Target corner now?
Gotta say, yeah.
Then Target does the same thing with music. Target has the artists that only release albums for Target.
But not famous. But the Target ones are always like Tony Bennett, people doing compilation duet CDs.
But don't you think it's going to be more and more significant as these artists realize that's the, you know, and what it is a way for these artists to guarantee money, to lock in their money. Yeah. That's it. If they release it out to a regular record store, they're not going to get as many profits.
Yeah, but don't the Eagles know that they've got enough fans? We'll buy the record. Hey, money,
but it's
fans.
The whole way. You talk about downloading. There's so much illegal downloading going on now that it's getting more and more difficult for record companies to survive and to make money and to make profit on the music because once it's out there, it's out there, and you can't get it back.
Well, I agree with you, and I say to those record company executives, you know, TFB, you know, you made plenty of dough for tons of years. You're sneaky bastards. Figure out a way to make money on this downloading thing.
Right. They will eventually, on the internet, have a way that will amount to the internet version of the sticker that you get on DVDs that you can't pry off when you want to watch a DVD. Figure out. Believe me.
Sure.
I mean, they will figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, they can do that now.
Mm-hmm. You get everything now. I was looking at some site. It was a little pop-up came up, and it was like, would you like to download this movie right now?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at my computer like, what is this? And it was some cookie that had been set by somebody going to Netflix or something earlier. And the deal was, you know, we'll download this thing. What was it that I got trapped in? I know. Oh, it was on my iPod. I was downloading The Office.
Yes.
And, you know, we live in a world and you think, how fast is it download? Mm-hmm. It can't take that long.
Right.
To get 39 episodes of The Office into my phone in my regular iPod took maybe 14 hours.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Takes 2 hours.
It's a showstopper, isn't it?
I mean, no, but I mean, that's bad, right?
It takes 2 hours.
Well, you didn't. I wasn't sure what you.
I don't know.
I don't understand the concept of why you would want a television show on that tiny little piece of machinery you have.
I would be glad to address that because I ask myself the same thing.
Because, I mean, you like the big screen. You like that. I mean, can you put your iPod or your iPhone into a player?
This is not on my iPhone. This is on my iPod.
Oh, on your iPod.
And if I wanted to, yes, I could sync it up to my system at home.
Mm-hmm. Television.
But
sure.
In theory, you know that I'm a hoarder. And
a collector.
No buzz. A hoarder.
Okay.
And he hoards his cigars. He hoards his car collection.
It's such
is
a harsh word.
When, incredible.
When the next big thing happens, and I'm not talking about 9/11, I'm just talking about thunderstorm, whatever, and the power goes out, and I've got no TV.
Right.
I know that is a final.
Are you doing the same thing with, say, water?
Mike, water is plentiful.
Well, no. What if, do you remember, God, we have a short memory in this country. I mean, do you remember right after 9/11 when we were talking, we're coming up on that anniversary again, when we were all told about, hey, get the gas mask, the duct tape, have the plastic ready to go around your windows. And, you know, nothing's really changed, in my opinion, as far as the danger from something like that. It's just that now, because time has passed, we go, hey, whatever. I mean, they said collect water, canned goods, and all that stuff.
I agree with you, and I have never bought into that just because it's not the way I am.
If it's true, you know what, with what you have, you'll die laughing.
Yes, I hoard the stuff that I need, and the reason I've got those loaded into my iPod is if all civilization breaks down,
right,
and I don't have satellite, and then I don't have cable, and if the over-the-air TV batteries run out, I know that I've got 39 quality episodes of The Office.
How long will your charge last in the iPod? Yeah.
These are questions that you don't ask in the foxhole.
I'm sorry. Okay, you don't ask that in the foxhole.
You know what?
If you had the technology back in the day, if it was the 50s, you'd be one of those guys that built the bunker.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? So would I. I'd love to. And you know what? We'd be competitive. Who had the most? We'd have different things in the bunker. You'd have The Office. I would have an incredibly stocked liquor cabinet.
I think I might rival you there.
You know what? You would have a stock liquor cabinet.
If you're talking
as well.
About having to live underground, like if an A-bomb goes off.
We would probably both ignore cleaning supplies. You're a neatnik, but you'd probably ignore buying the cleaning supplies.
I get a mass thing of like Clorox wipes.
Easy wipes to have. You know, back in the day, and nobody talks about that. We talk about duct taping our house with plastic bags around the windows. Mm. We don't talk about shelters. I mean, back in the day, they had shelters.
Did you see what someone did to Karl Rove's car?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when they wrapped it and put eagles on it?
They wrapped his entire car in saran wrap, like Elvis in his belly, and then put stuffed eagles on the back of it.
It's an appropriate send-off for him. Because
it was whenever, Andy Reid and his brothers.
Whenever I see that guy.
His sons.
Everything that guy's face tells me is practical joke fun guy.
Loves to laugh.
You know, just a real fun guy. Why do I think that was premeditated, too?
It was.
Hey, let's make him look human.
White House staffers did that as a joke to him for all the jokes he'd played on them over the years.
Yeah.
And it included I Love Obama stickers.
And why do I think it was prearranged?
Well, exactly. There's no question it
was. Like, so he wouldn't be surprised when he went out there?
Right.
Oh, very funny. I see they've prepped my car in plastic. Yo, low-level employee, chop that off and prepare my car for its departure. I'm Karl Rove.
I don't think the guy's got a great sense. Look at him.
No, it's a good gag, though.
I mean, how do you think he would react to the spell IHOP joke?
First, he wouldn't get it.
You know what? As much as we give old W a hard time.
Oh, he'd get it on the first time.
I think W would show his teeth laughing on
he'd
that.
He'd get it absolutely the first
Truly
time.
Do. That's a compliment.
So this iPod thing, why is it that I got frustrated? I know it's stupid to record, to download two seasons of a TV show into an iPod.
Not that show.
Why is it that I look at this and I go, goddamn technology, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take like 14 hours to download this show. And I walk away from my iPod like it's a piece of garbage.
Right.
Why am I mad at it?
Disgusted.
Because it takes so long.
Because it ought to take a quicker amount of time.
The age we live in, and you know what? In Japan, it takes 2 minutes to download a movie.
I read that article
today. In this country, it takes 2 hours.
They are 10 to 30 times faster than we are on the internet. And we're behind Sweden, Canada, and we are crawling compared to them. And because they're so much faster, their internet has capabilities already that ours does not have.
Right.
And it's cheaper.
And so you're telling me they're like broadband and we're still like dial-up as a country?
Unquestionably. Yeah. I mean, they are so far ahead of us right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, now to speak on that, Jackie Chan.
Unforgettable.
Under the heading Chinese-Japanese.
In every way.
Now here is internet and Asian expert Rob Spiewak.
Are we believing the Japanese are faster because they told us that?
No, that's a worldwide survey, and
no,
Mike's
read
right.
That. I've
Sweden,
read that too.
Other countries beating us all.
And all of a sudden, we can trust Sweden and Canada too.
There he goes, Mr. Isolationist.
That's right.
What makes a Nazi?
Thank you.
How does he get that way?
I'll tell you something.
We will stay in the bunker until we are defeated.
My internet is plenty fast.
Fast enough for you.
That's right. Exactly right.
Slowski.
That's me.
Yeah, this is the man we had to pry the wooden phone out of his hand too.
My beautiful wooden internet.
His wooden internet.
His wooden internet. His little laptop computer made completely out of fine mahogany.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
It is
pretty. How you doing?
Very well.
Okay. You ought to find out which school that bus came from and then call the principal on the air.
Hey, we have a helper here, a guy that's helping you sleuth out those toughies, those ruffians that
sure.
ruined your day today.
Absolutely. No problem, my friend.
You ever think of that?
Someone from the... Hello? Someone's already called, actually.
You know what? I think we ought to do the Jay and Silent Bob thing that you always talk about.
Oh, like, you go to someone's house who's written about you on the internet?
Hi, Mrs. Jones. This is Don and Mike. Is little Billy there? Billy, do you arrive us 0539 here in Montgomery County?
Oh, that'd be great. Pummel. Just deep pants that little bastard.
Give him a wedgie.
Give him a wedgie that would...
And hang him from the door hanger.
Give him a wedgie so he tastes his underpants in the back of his throat.
Yeah, and you put him... Hopefully, if they've got one of those fancy little door hangers, you hang them right up there and just leave them with the wedgie.
In case you're just tuning in, bunch of little undisciplined pricks
thugs.
Threw their lunch at you. They threw their lunch at you today and then flipped you off.
You have a way of romanticizing it that somehow makes it less painful than it really was, Mike.
Did you at any time hear that Simpsons laugh and all that? Ha ha.
No, but that's the face and the hand that I got. You know, the fat kid.
Hey, you know what? If they're listening right now, we'll find them.
Yeah.
They gotta know that we're gonna find them.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
I was just calling to make a quick comment about when Don and Mike were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles coach.
Well, hi. First, it's us, honey.
How are you?
Fine.
Hello, darling.
Are you all right? You don't sound like you're in that good a mood.
Yeah, no. I'm fine.
All right.
Okay. What's up?
I was just calling to tell them that they were correct of it. All it's, the people's first, names they mentioned.
Hold it, ma'am.
Hold it, please.
Ma'am,
please, please.
Ma'am. It's us.
You're talking to us. We're here right now.
Oh, okay.
You're saying they, you see, and that's why we were asking how you were doing. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Have you had dinner yet?
So, I was
because I know that when I'm hungry, I get cranky.
No, I was just calling to let you know that the names you mentioned in regard to Reed are all R-E-I-D, except for the hospital, which is R-E-E-D.
So we all had the
all,
very
we
good. We had R-E-E-D. That's a good call.
Thank you, honey.
Very informative. Thank
just
you.
Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
R-E-I-D.
Now I want you to blow into this hollow reed and see what kind of magical sound my pan flute makes.
The magical reed.
The magical skin flute.
<Do-do-do-do>.
You ever say that when you're a kid, when you're lying about being with a girl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she played the skin flute.
Right. You were lying every time.
A lot of times I didn't even know what that really meant.
Right. No, nobody made it. You lied about women all the time.
Hello, Donna. Like when they said, did you ball her?
Mm-hmm. What's up, radio gods?
Say yes.
Like at that point, your balls had anything to do with it.
No, you know, I was
well, I mean, I know they did, but.
I told that story, probably can't tell it today, but the one where I thought that was just, I was told that that expression, when in fact it was really an expression for men and women joining together, I actually thought, and it was explained to me by Jeff Vians, on my street, that you just sat on top of the woman and mashed them down.
It was Balder.
Yeah. And they must have had a big laugh when I took that one, hook, line, and sinker. And it's right after that that I started torturing and killing small animals.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I want to be gay today. Where's the best bathrooms to go?
I am not gay.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Want to
friend.
Check Craigslist.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, what's up, radio guys?
Hey, hi.
Hi, I just had a comment about buying music at Walmart. That dreadful store only sells edited CDs.
True.
Yeah, that's another thing about Walmart.
Yep, they're censored.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Big Brother's watching.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Michael Hughes, man. Michael Hughes Mart.
Hi, it's Michael Hughes Mart. Look at my face, my smiley face, and I'm going to fall down and discount the price.
Speaking of banning, I'm not even going to rave out about the fact that they dumped out again when I was telling Big Free to the IHOP joke.
No. Oh, Lord. Well, that's what they do.
That is a joke for 10
Big Brother is
kids.
Watching, you know. Get all your music at Walmart and don't let radio shows be funny anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I was just thinking about that clip you played earlier that sounded like Holly was getting off on, just if you listen to the, I played that one that was Regis and Kelly that was just awesome the other day, where if you just listen to the audio and think about it the way you guys were saying, it was awesome.
Thank you.
What?
Appreciate it.
What?
It was awesome.
Very difficult to understand
what?
You, though.
What? Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry.
It's tough when he's moving at 80 miles an hour in the cab of a truck, and he's speaking to us like Ted Turner.
But it was something about Holly Morris and Kelly Ripa, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just want to, I want you guys to know that,
Why men's rooms?
Because I like them, Larry.
Why?
Because I find men there.
Why?
They give me pleasure.
Why do you favor rape?
I don't. You're putting words in my mouth.
I am not gay.
Bull.
Very. Ooh, it's delightful.
Thank you, Jeff Goldblum.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.